All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Starts Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning and resuscitate your passion so you can renew your mind and recommit to a plan that God has for you. We're talking about how to get aggressive with building a business, and this is the thing that people have to know is business, the language of business definitely is of love, and it's numbers. If you're doing a business that's not profitable, you're in a hobby. And I am going to tell you something. I've been a business owner for 30 years now. I started off as a hairstylist, and I was an assistant first, and then I, you know, started building my own clientele. And one of the biggest things is, especially with that business, it was a lot of cash, right? But thank God I had a mom who, she had come out of the insurance industry. She was in the insurance industry for a while, and then she came out of there to start her own salon. And, you know, with that, she was always big on the paperwork. And one of the things why I'm talking about aggressively growing your business is you understanding that you got to know your numbers. And when you know your numbers, now you'll start counting. What does it really take for me to grow? Most people think that hustle and grind really grows businesses. And it really doesn't, actually. Business people are strategic and they have structure. This is the stuff that people say they don't want to talk about. But I want you to know that if you are finding yourself where you're like, wait a minute, I'm in a business, whether it's a brick and mortar or a click and order, I am in a business and it seems like I'm not growing or my income is not growing. And so you don't even have enough money for marketing and to hire the right help. Today, this is going to be for you, because most people are still trying to build businesses on their own lack of experience. Areas where you need professionals and your business can't afford to pay them, I want you to take a look at what God says. We're talking about, if you are out there, go ahead and share this with others. We're only putting this in the tribe. This is a gift. This particular series is a gift. I don't care if it's two people on, because I know what I'm talking about. I literally went from an active seven-figure income to a passive seven-figure income and multiple. And I need you to know something. It really, really starts with you doing this. Luke 14, 28. The word says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? When was the last time that you counted the cost of what does it really take for you to aggressively grow your business without having to be salesy? When was the last time you counted the cost? Let's go to the Lord, because these are some things that most people don't talk about, because in this great resignation that we're in right now, the era called the great resignation, you have a lot of people who are leaving jobs, and that it's not their, why is my shirt like that? that was not their department. They didn't count any costs. All they were looking at was what was coming in. But we want you to position yourself to grow business without having to be salesy. But if you don't know the numbers, you don't know your business. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today, because today is the day you've made, and we're glad, rejoice, we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, you are just so amazing. You are just so awesome. Right now, oh dear Lord, as we have your people who will call you by their name, calling you Abba Father, we know that you will rain blessings on them. Holy Spirit, have your way here at Power Start Your Day. Illuminate their minds, but first give them the peace to open it. To help them really understand that sales is serving and that they must sow seed first. Sow seed to be able to show up in excellence as they grow themselves and grow others. Aggressively growing business starts at foundations, and we know that. Show it to us clearly so that they would release the anxiety and focus as they are, focusing on the prize, the high prize, their calling from you, knowing that when you give them the vision, you give them the provision. We're thankful, Father God, that there's just a few of your servants that's getting this right now. And we thank God for them in their lives as they are being raised up as leaders for such a time as this, as they'll aggressively grow business the kingdom way. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, okay. I want you to know something, and I'm going to go back and I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time? Because if you're trying to grow your business, that means that you need to have some kind of marketing plans. You need to have some sort of strategies. It doesn't take a lot of money, no, but you should know how much it should be. Do you know how many people have a business and all they do is treat it like a job, meaning they treat it like they're getting a paycheck? Where typically, right, if you have a job, you receive money from your job, wages, salary, whatever the agreement was, but you never put money back into the job, right? The only money you'll put back in is, how am I going to get there to go get more wages and salary? Meaning probably gas in your car or what have you, right? Maybe your expenses might be lunch. This is the reason why the codes, the tax codes for IRS, is not as favorable towards employees as it is towards business owners. This is what you want to do. Get with an accountant. You need an accountant. You need an attorney, right? But what I need you to understand here is, at the end of the day, a portion should be going towards making sure you get out there so that people will come to you. Believe it or not, it does not take as much money as you think it does to get started, and it does not take as many people as you think it do to become massively profitable. Now, what you have to know is, what are key performance indicators in your business? What are the things that really make money? Is that where you're focused on? What really makes the money? I want you to say, at what point in your business do you earn money? And what takes you closer to that, and what actually, like, when do you exchange the money in your business? When? You say, when somebody pay me. Yeah, what? At what point do people pay you? Do they pay you when they click your link? Do they pay you when, after you have a conversation with them for an appointment? Or do they just pay you because you posted? At what point does the transaction happen? Listen, you're talking to a woman that for 30 years, it's more than 30 years because I was working in my family business with my mom, but at what point do you make money, and is the money that you earn, no matter how little, how big, whether you've leveraged other people's money to grow your business, very smart to do that. Very smart to do that. I hear people be like, oh, they have no problem using credit at Macy's, but they have a problem using credit to get a course or a class or to grow themselves, or for marketing, or for to pay a social media manager, or to pay people to help you put together things so you present yourself professionally. That they don't want to put this money in that. But they feel like the biggest investment is to make sure you look good when you go to your company's event, or make sure you look good when you'll invest money there. But did you invest money and do you know how much does it cost? Most people haven't even checked that out. Like, how much does it really cost for me to have a regular designer to design what I need? No, you don't have to. You can do Canva. You might end up becoming a designer. You can turn that into a business. I mean, nice side hustle. But are you a social media guru? Are you posting and posting and not getting the right people? Do you know if you get the right people to click on your link, it does not have to be a lot of people? Did you know that? And if you really knew your offer and you know that you could earn way more money taking care of people who could be referrals to you and your business, do you even know how much each client is worth in your business? You'd probably take care of them a lot better. People wonder why, even inside of the business I've been in, I'm just a person, I love to give anyway. I love to give. It's fun for me. I love to deposit into people. I love to pour into people. But everyone, that's not their personality, right? Everyone is not a nurturer. That's why with PINK, if you see PINK, P-I-N-K, always in caps, because it's an acronym for helping you prosper, to make impact while nurturing yourself and others, and apply knowledge to create wealth. It's very intentional. And now it's my life work, PINK. PINK Millionaire. It's my life work. It's my life work. And I'm so enjoying it. Even for the small group that's depositing right now. And I'm loving it because I'm getting a lot of market research, right? I'm getting a lot of what women really want, where they're really feeling like they're challenged and everything like that. So it's fun. But you, back to you and your business. You're saying I'm struggling. I've been coaching people in business for at least 15 years, at least. And I'll hear the same words describing their business. I'm struggling. And they can't even really quantify where exactly are they struggling, saying I'm running short. If you even ask them, well, how many people did you have as a goal to speak to every day about your offer, or get them closer to when the transaction happens? How many people is that on your list? But they say they're aggressively growing their business. They don't know. They say, well, I reached out to 10 people, 20 people. If anybody identify with me what I'm talking about, I reached out to. But did you talk to? Did you connect with? And did you get to the point of when the transaction really happens? Many people are literally stopping in the middle of their track of what really creates the transaction. They're in the middle. They're in social media limbo, wanting to make sure they're liking, and they will more even rather likes from people who are in their same business or industry versus they'd rather 10 likes or 12 likes from folks. I've seen people train people to say, y'all in the business, everybody going and post under there or whatever. They're not even your clients. They're not even your whatever. And that's okay to support each other. But I'm like, how is that really making money? Now that's like manipulation. Now that's like kind of like making it seem like something that it's not, versus training the people to say, bring value so that people who are not in your business can begin to know, like, and trust you and want to get on the phone with you, want to get on appointments with you, or want to actually click your link. There's some types of businesses that you would be able to know and say, well, if I talk to 5 people, I get 0 people to actually say yes. But if I talk to 10, even if I'm horrible, I can get 1. Or if I talk to 10, and what you do is now you start really working on the numbers to say, wait a minute, If I get really good with clarifying my message, if I get really good with explaining what it is that I really offer, how do I really release the pain in my prospect? If I really get good with disconnecting with them on a deeper level, then even instead of before, when I talk to 10 people, I get one, I can talk to 10 and get 4 or 5. But are you counting? Are you counting? With business, if you don't know numbers, more than likely you're losing business and money. You should be able to count the cost in business. I know people don't talk like that. They're just like, just go get it, go get it, go get it. You should be measuring. And you should know the math of getting rich. You should know the math of getting rich. Therefore, guess what? Guess what the math of getting rich would do? It will help you release and say, wait a minute, let me switch my focus into what really grows. Let me sow only what grows. And now you'd be excited about depositing money into yourself to become better. You'd be excited about depositing money into your business so your business is more efficient and runs better. Even when I was in an industry where people would be like, they have no team. I've always had team of people that I paid to help me to be more efficient and effective in my business, including coaches. Listen, we're going to be doing, I know it's the holidays. A lot of people are like, the holiday. I don't know what you're celebrating, but I can tell you something. We're going to be memorializing, especially those people who fought for us, and as well as people, our loved ones. Wow, don't we have some, literally have loved ones who gone on to glory. And this is why I said, you know what? The Wealth Boutique is my life works, where I'm going to actually be doing a pop-up shop. If you haven't, if you're in Atlanta, we're going to be doing a pop-up shop. I have a specific amount of time that's specifically assigned to my Pink Millionaire Club members, where they're going to be able to come in. And I said, you got questions, I got answers. Where they're going to come in and they're going to be doing like some workshop. But then that's going to happen. We're going to be open all day. And you can come by Pink Millionaire Wealth Boutique in the New Black Wall Street in Stonecrest, Georgia. And we're going to be there on Friday and Saturday. The beautiful thing about it, you're like, well, what are my hours? Whatever I want them to be. Whatever I want them to be. I've created this place, an appointment only place, but I'm going to open up and I have some slots available. It's for my Pink Millionaires. And you can go to pinkmillionaireclub.com and you can become a member, or you can stop by and say, I want to stop struggling in my business. You don't want to invest in yourself? Then it's not for you. It's okay. It's okay. If you say it's okay, it's okay. But if you want a proven professional who's prospering and can take you to profits, then you want to stop by. If not, it's okay. I learned a long time ago to lead who want to be led and feed who want to be fed. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Count the cost. And if you're coming by the Wealth Boutique, you better come with your numbers and let me see what you're doing. And I can tweak it. I mean, listen, God has blessed me, anointed my mind, where I can probably tell you something in 10 minutes that might turn 10K in your business. Because I'm going to be looking for systems and I'm going to be looking for the patterns. You're closer than you think, if you want to be.